Previously, I spoke with two attorneys for the Sonoma County Council about local government efforts to protect immigrant families from new federal immigration policy. That conversation brought up efforts from the North Bay Organizing Project, or NBOP. Two efforts in particular.
The UndocuFund was founded by four organizations 4 days into the fire. We realized that undocumented folks who we work with were not going to be able to receive services from FEMA. They weren't getting the help they needed. So together with the Grayton Day Labor Center, Jobs with Justice, and grantmakers concerned with immigrants and refugees, we had a meeting and we started talking about what we can do, and the UndocuFund was born.
I'm speaking with Susan Shaw, co-director of the NBOP. She's telling me about UndocuFund, a privately financed relief fund for undocumented immigrants otherwise unable to take advantage of federal relief.
FEMA will give aid to a family that has a citizen member, but the problem is then all of your family is all of a sudden in a much more vulnerable position. That wasn't true in Houston or in Katrina. This is the first time that people sign a document that says they're willingly giving information about their family to the federal government has been part of FEMA.
That was confirmed by the county council's office. FEMA changed the paperwork before the Sonoma County fires to force aid recipients to agree having their personal information shared with immigration officials. That change caused problems for mixed status families, with some legitimate recipients having to reject federal support out of fear for their undocumented relatives.
Part of the fear mongering that's happening in this country is trying to split immigrant families. Most families are mixed status, and they're constantly trying to create national stories about how some people are worthy immigrants and other people aren't. And it's designed to split families.
But the UndocuFund does more. In a videotaped interview with KRCB News director Steve Mencher, David Cardenas, the other co-director of the NBOP, described other services of the fund.
We were trying to just address the immediate, like your pocketbook, what's happening with your wallet and your ability to find a place to live. But on a longer term, the other thing we did was actually we began holding community healing clinics where we would actually organize practitioners of massage, acupuncture, herbalists, yogis, whoever can actually provide some type of physical response to mental and physical needs. And so we held these like 5-6 large scale healing clinics as a response of what mutual aid looks like.
The other effort from the NBOP is the Rapid Response Network, a hotline started at the beginning of the Trump administration with a much broader reach.
The Rapid Response Network was 15 organizations who were all really concerned about what was happening and wanted to stand up for our community. We're part of a nationwide response. So what we do is we run a hotline 24/7. If ICE comes to their door, we give them information about their constitutionally guaranteed rights. And we send out legal observers to verify that it is actually ICE that is conducting some kind of action.
Recently in Napa County, there'd been a couple immigration raids and the team was right on point, right? You know, we had a hotline up and running, the phone calls are coming in, we're sending out responders to go look at immigration and document them and videotape them and, you know, policing the police to an extent and making sure that immigrant communities are also having knowledge of the resources that exist around them.
Together, these efforts by the NBOP represent something really special about the Sonoma community, summed up beautifully by Shaw.
So we've trained over 700 people in this county. We have 400 legal observers. The UndocuFund received funds from over 7,000 people. Rapid Response Network and UndocuFund are particularly good examples of the swell of people who understand what's going on and not only don't agree with it, but are willing to take action.
I'm J. Mateo Baker for KRCB's North Bay Report.